Hello, my name is Daylene, and this is City Daily. January was a difficult month for me as my parents were convalescing. I was experiencing great fatigue and emotional strain, and I found myself fully planted in John 14 and 15, pretty much the entire month. And there are some verses in there that I'd like to read over you as you begin your day or as you close your day. Verses that really stress the beauty of a relationship with Jesus and the Holy Spirit. So let me read some of those over you this day. I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Helper, that He may be with you forever. That is, the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see Him or know Him. But you know Him, because He abides with you and will be in you. Because I live, you will live also. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. These things I've spoken to you while abiding with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. Bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. These things I have spoken to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full. As I pondered these verses once again over and over, one morning last week I looked out over our backyard into the Hakey Creek Reserve here in Bixby. We're up against a marsh. And it is truly, in this season of our lives, been our respite place to sit out, watch the wildlife, the birds especially. So as I was looking out one morning over the marsh from inside, I saw two ducks fly overhead. And it was as if the Lord said to me, "Come outside. I have something to show you." I was very weary, very fatigued in all areas. And he met me out in the marsh. I went out on the boardwalk that Andrew built so we could get down there a little bit further. Took my phone. I was in my pajamas, my robe, and my hiking boots. It was quite the picture. But in those early, early morning hours, the marsh was coming alive, and I felt hugged. God met me there. It was a beautiful time. And he told me, "I see you, I made you, I know where you are." The song from Maverick City, "My Soul Sings," says this. It says, "With all my heart, I love you, Lord. You're my first love. You're my reward. And through the years, you've been so good to me. So good to me. So very good to me." And I came back from the marsh, refreshed for the week ahead, the days ahead. And I want to share some portion of what I recorded that morning down in the marsh as you prepare for your day or you close out your day. May you feel hugged as you envision all of these birds whom God has made singing their song, the top of their lungs, enjoying the rising of the sun, knowing that when seasons change, I'm not going to give up because God, you have never failed me. No, not once.